The governor has directed Department of Corrections Secretary Michael Cruz to renew the office's existing lease at the current facility on North Davis Highway. Plans were to move the offices to the old Coca-Cola plant on Palafox. That drew fire from a number of North Hill residents at the last city council meeting.
I think you're hearing the bottom line tonight. We put our faith in you.
I'm asking you to do whatever you can, call whoever you have to call, and persuade whoever you have to persuade to keep this from happening.
I live by myself. My biggest worry, as my neighbors is for safety.
This is not the highest and best use for this building. It will have a negative impact on property values, which will in turn have a negative impact on property taxes.
Corrections spokeswoman Misty Cash said earlier this month the move would be part of a statewide consolidation of state offices. City Administrator Colleen Castile said at the March 13th City Council meeting that the DOC asked for a zoning determination for the property in December of 2012.
Which was C3, which allows heavy commercial activities. The only other thing that we have is the plans that appear to be an administrative office. One floor of the building, which has a basement and a second floor, is the only thing that's to be used.
Unfortunately, this is not the way I would have liked to have started out my business career here in Escambia County. To be honest with you, I feel like a lynchee in a lynching.
Panama City businessman Nathan Lee Head owns the Coca-Cola building and pointed out it was in a state of extreme disrepair when purchased.
Abandoned, roof caving in, vandalized, and just a total wreck. I invested my money, regardless, in a very nice area, in a three-phase development plan starting with that Florida parole and probation office.
The lease for the current North Davis location expired on December 31st. State officials said leasing the new location would save about $33,000 in public money the first year. Circuit Court Judge Gary Burgosh ruled last week that the proposed office was allowed under current zoning and that city officials had acted correctly in issuing permits for the building. Head says there's been a misunderstanding over just what a parole and probation office means to an area. He used his own historic neighborhood in Panama City as an example.
Back in the early 90s, I built a probation and parole office right downtown in St. Andrews. The crime rate in the area dropped by over half. What people have to understand is parolees and probation persons don't come to your neighborhood, because if their parole officer sees them in the neighborhood, they get arrested. These are mostly armed, sworn officers who have arrest power.
Pensacola Mayor Ashton Hayward applauded Governor Scott's decision to head off locating the DOC office at the old plant. The two initially spoke about it 2 weeks ago in what Hayward calls a frank conversation.
We have a nice relationship with Governor Scott, so I called him up and said, Governor, I've got an issue on my hands. Can you look into it for me? And of course, he was proactive and got a hold of his chief of staff and, of course, DOC, and they had meetings and conversations over the phone with my city administrator and our attorney.
Hayward spoke again with the governor last Thursday when Scott came to City Hall after his fundraiser at the Fish House restaurant.
We discussed it, and they came up with a plan, and then I spoke to the governor's team, and they let me know that they're going to stay in their current location, and they weren't going to go into the Coca-Cola building. We followed the LDC and the zoning. The governor was proactive, along with my administration, to really listen to the constituents and say, let's find a solution.
The mayor is hoping that one of the lessons learned from this episode is having the city council revisit Pensacola's zoning laws and how to apportion the city's 37 square miles.
So the executive body, the council, can look into the correct zoning and change zoning, and they have the power to do that. And I think that's one thing that's critical to the growth of any community, especially in Escambia County and Pensacola, is you want to have the correct zoning to get the right tenants in those buildings.
As for the old Coca-Cola plant, there's been no word from owner Nathan Lee Head on how the building may now be used. Mayor Ashton Hayward hopes it can be a major part of an ongoing cleanup project along Palafox.
Mr. Head owns it. I'm sure that he's going to be proactively looking for another tenant. But most importantly, we want to fit into the fabric of the neighborhoods. And I think across America, you see neighborhoods standing up on what they want and what they don't want.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.